It's midday, and several track athletes are training and passing batons as they run at UTSA's Park West Athletics Complex. Park West has a track stadium, a soccer stadium, concession stands, spectator restrooms, and a parking lot that opened in 2013. What it doesn't have are the facilities needed to easily host team events. Lynn Hickey is UTSA's athletic director.
With this new funding, if we can add the restrooms and the changing rooms that we need for the athletes that are competing, plus add the medical area that would accommodate large tournaments, meets here, then that would be of a lot of help to us. And it basically is finishing off, it's helping to finish the investment that the city and county made here initially.
UTSA's Park West received money from the city's 2007 bond and from the county in 2008. Currently, UTSA athletes who use these fields change in a portable building.
For example, if we had a soccer tournament here right now or a gigantic track meet, we have no place for the athletes to dress or to change. We don't have a covered medical area. The trainers have to set up under the stands.
Private donations will likely pay for most of the athletic facility. Texas law prohibits state money from being used on college athletics. The city of San Antonio's bond package includes $10 million to help with the team restrooms, changing rooms, and medical facility. So why would city money be used to help fund projects for a state university? That's what Crystal Spurby asked at a recent mayoral forum. She's a UTSA grad.
I feel like maybe the bond program had too much stuff packaged all in. Like, I want to say yes to parks and things like that, but there's also a great deal of things that I'd like to say no to. One of the big things is UTSA. Why is that on there?
UTSA is in Councilman Ron Nirenberg's district. He answered Spurby's question this way.
Division I athletics requires resources, and the state does not fund athletic facilities. The state only funds academic buildings. So if we believe in the goals of UTSA, then we have to be part of it.
1SA is the political action committee that supports the 2017 bond. Christian Archer is the campaign manager. He says the UTSA athletic facility is an investment for the city.
The payoff for that, for UTSA to expand and attract more people here and elevate even down to college football and all of the different things that UTSA can provide, that's going to attract more dollars to our city. It will attract more businesses to our city, and the long-term return on investment easily outweighs the $10 million in bond funds.
City and county money has helped build the Park West athletic facilities that are already in place. Lynn Hickey says until UTSA develops the kind of alumni support associated with older universities like UT Austin and Texas A&M, having city and county financing is important.
You know, our alumni base is young, and so it takes time to build a donor base that will give back. You know, we're about 46 years old, whereas the other universities are about 150 years old. And so to have donors that are old enough and at a point in their life and affluent enough that can give back is going to take us some time.
She says for area residents, there is a benefit. Since public money is involved, the facilities will be available for tournament use by the public with UTSA permission. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.